And you see, the sap of that cedar was white, and the heart of that cedar was red. But now, if you was going to put it out in the weather, heart cedar lasted indefinitely. And in fact, the business I knew, I could go right now if the fence ain't been moved, and find cedar post was 50 years old. Mm-hmm. Now it's a softwood, but it's one of the finest furniture woods that it was in time. But now that ain't been over 10 or 15 years ago since that man quit making them chests. And he was a preacher, and he would make, if he was a pastor of the church, I've seen him decorate the pulpit. He done that, that was charity. He done that free. And he'd make the, he was very nice woodsman. Woodcraft, mm-hmm. And he done all of this by hand. He planed it by hand, mm-hmm. And he sawed it by hand. He had him a little saw. He could just put it on and sew his strips just like he wanted it. Mm-hmm. And then he had a turning lathe. Now you know what a turning lathe is.
Turning lathe. Is that? Well, could you make, okay, would you turn things on it like that, and could you make furniture legs and things like
that? That's right. You see, you had your sharp, you'd build your sharp, mm-hmm. instrument, and you had your gauge and everything, and you could shape that, mm-hmm. shape any kind of piece of wood, mm-hmm. shape it in any way, see that? Like rounds on something or other, where they would be notched ends, mm-hmm. and so on like that. When I can first remember, they had to pedal them like they did an old machine. You know, they got electric machines now, but they used to have a peddling machine. Mm-hmm. Well, they had a turn lathe, they had a trip that went up and down, had a, just like on a sewing machine. He had to pedal that with one foot. Mm-hmm. Well, now this wheel, and he had him a belt, mm-hmm. this wheel up here where he put his piece of timber on, mm-hmm. that pulley there wouldn't be no bigger round than that. It wouldn't be over 2 or 3 inches, mm-hmm. in diameter. All right, this big wheel, this other wheel, the one that he done the pedaling, was maybe 8 foot in, mm-hmm. diameter. Well, you see, when that turned one time, this and down here turned, I expect to maybe a hundred or several hundred or a thousand times. Mm-hmm. See, this one had to be moving. I'm talking about, it had to be a flying. Mm-hmm. And this thing here, he had his business so sharp till he could just run that up and down there, mm-hmm. and have it just any. Make anything you want, any shape you want it. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of different carpentry tools would you have?
Well, now that man didn't have very many. Mm-hmm. Well, like a blacksmith shop, he could be, do all of his work. There wasn't nothing to a blacksmith shop. Mm-hmm. You could put every bit of it in the back of my truck yonder. Mm-hmm. But then they, except the work benches now. You know, he had work benches and, soon like that.
Mm-hmm. What did you call something he might use to saw? He'd saw, and he'd have some to hold the wood up.
That's a vise.
Uh-huh. And sometimes he might build something out of 2x4s to use to lay things across.